It's 88.5 KCSN, and what a thrill it is to have Nico Case join us. I'm Sky Daniels. Welcome, Nico.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're great, and it really is a pleasure to have you in, and we appreciate you coming out and spending some time and playing for our audience. I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to get through the full album title and try to do it in one breath. The worse things get, the harder I fight, the harder I fight, the more I love you.
You got it.
Phew.
I don't get it all the time either, so don't feel bad if you don't.
You don't mind if I use an ellipsis on it, do you?
No, you can shorten it.
Okay.
I knew
just
this was
from
coming.
Like my when I say
seriously,
it.
Seriously, I do it all the time.
Because my memory is not what it used to be.
I'm not that into myself that I need to hear the title repeated back to me.
We do, however, when we play the songs from it, it automatically comes up on our web page, so they see the full title. So there, you've got
good enough
going
for me.
There you have it.
Thanks.
You have, I was trying to figure out which way to start it, and I think we'll start with the fact that you've always written from many perspectives, and sometimes in first, sometimes in third person. But in the first track from the album, Man, am I interpreting this wrong? But it seems to be more of a formal gender identity, you know, proclamation of sorts being in there. What's the story behind Man?
Well, it's kind of a little idea that started with my grandmother. She always would refer to herself as a guy,
right?
As in, well, how does a guy get to the 90? When you got to go to Kalispell, you got to take the 90. How does a guy get to the 90? And it's just such a funny part of her speech. But then it also meant a lot more to me than that, because I grew up in the 70s, and I didn't really have parents, but I did have a TV. So I watched a lot of Canadian and American television, a lot of kids' television, and I was lucky enough to grow up in an era where people like Jim Henson, right, you know, actually had some say,
right,
on PBS and stuff. And so they, you know, Electric Company, Mr. Dress Up in Canada, you know, Sesame Street, all those programs were really pushing the idea, like, hey, little kid, girl or boy, you want to be a fireman? You can be a fireman.
Right.
And so they wouldn't just show the fireman. It would be like, you know, little African-American girl with fireman outfit
the
on.
Fire
and
person.
So, and it seems like a really simple, silly thing, but kids really need to see those things to really, to go, yeah, I can totally do that. Because there's so many things I never thought I could do just because I never saw or related to what was happening. So the whole you can be whatever you want thing,
right,
really hit home with me. And so as I grew up, I realized how weird language is and how weird people are about how you refer to yourself. Like,
right,
I would say things like, well, I'm a guy who likes blah, 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 just because, you know, I learned it from my grandma, and people corrected me all the time. No, actually, you're a girl. And I'd be like, why do you have to correct me about that? And people would go, you know, I don't even actually know why.
It's like colloquial.
It's
not
totally
a big deal,
like that.
Right?
And you know, most languages even call every single noun a masculine or feminine thing. Like a lamp or a desk is either masculine or feminine. And people who only speak English kind of don't really know that. But it's a really freaking weird way to look at the world. And
one more
bizarre box. One more box. And then I always kind of was not into that, like, yeah, that's so limiting, you know? And then I watch a lot of science shows and nature shows. And I think one day I was watching a show about lions. And they never refer, if they refer to a lioness as a lion, nobody corrects you.
My brain makes drugs to keep me slow. A hilarious joke. Some dead pharaoh, but now not even the masons know what drug will keep Nat from coming. There are so many tools that are made for my hands, but the tide smashes all my best laid plans to sand. And there's always someone to say it's easy for me, but I revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing you could say to me. You never held it at the right angle. right angle. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star, but wash your hands of it. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star, because you can't hold it. Did it poison my food? Is it 'cause I'm a girl? If I puked up some sonnets, would you call me a miracle? I'm gonna go where my urge leads no more. Swallowed waist deep in the gore of the forest. A boreal feast, let it finish me, please. I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing you can do to me. You never held it at the right angle. You never held it at the right angle. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star, but wash your hands of it. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star, because you can't own it. You never held it at the right angle. You never held it at the right angle. You never held it. You never held it. You never held it. Oh.
You seem to like to play a lot and perform with a whole lot of people. I mean, I'm
a horse guy.
Can you even remember? Could you even kind of put a number on how many performers you've worked, either worked with you on records, or you worked with or played with? Can you even?
No. No, not really. I mean, if we were sitting down to like a 4-hour dinner, maybe, but. No.
So it's a lot, though, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that the act of performing, you know, you do really find companionship, I don't know,
yeah.
A family kind
Absolutely.
Of thing in that?
I don't really have much free time, so I kind of, most people record in a way that is kind of like, okay, we got 2 weeks. We got to get this record done then. I can't really work that way. So, and I work so much that I kind of have to make the work a time in my life as well as not just that little pocket of deadline over
right.
there. So generally, if I haven't seen people in a long time who are my good friends, like Matt Ward or somebody, that's how we get to spend time together. And it's actually really fun because a lot of musicians are serious workaholics. So it's kind of when it's kind of hard to pin somebody down for dinner, like you can always get Joey Burns in the studio even if you can't get
Instead
him.
Instead of, hey, I've been meaning to call you. Hey, yeah, I've been meaning
then,
to perform
like,
somewhere with you.
Yeah, but then he'll bring his beautiful daughters and I'll get to hang out with them. So it's always a good time and that's what it should be.
So
and
it really
so
does.
I just
it goes
take
beyond
a long
just
time to make records.
A professional camaraderie. It's a way for you to socialize, I guess.
Exactly, which is kind of sad.
Well,
for me, just because I don't really get to do anything else, but the quality of good people is very high.
The idea of getting together and putting a lot of heart and soul and spirit into performing. It's not a bad way to hang with friends.
No.
Sounds like a pretty good one, actually.
Yeah.
And you seem to have a lot of friends. Not only a lot of friends perform on this record with you, but were there three co-producers or producers on this record?
We're all kind of the producer. I like to move around a lot.
Yeah.
So I love everyone that I've worked with over the years so much. I generally want to keep working with them, but then we'll bring in another person to mix it up and see what their ideas are too, which is why we brought Tucker Martine on board this time. Because, you know, Daryl and I have made all of my records together. Right. So it's fun for us to mix it up and do new stuff.
And locales.
Yeah, and locales. And, you know, things have changed because he has a daughter and he doesn't travel as much. And, you know, I wanted to spend some time in a city. And Daryl lives out in the country, and so do I. So I needed a little stimulus and a different...
energy?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd spent a bunch of time in Tucson on this record, so that was great. I got to fill my coffers with good Tucson time. And then, you know, I'm from the Northwest, and I hadn't spent any time there in probably over 15, 20 years.
Really?
So it was really nice to spend 2 months in Portland, Oregon, and just absorb that kind of home.
The idea of animals, as you mentioned, is something that's very near and dear to your heart. You've actually done a PSA recently and are very much involved in the Best Friends Animal Society. And this is a subject that's really near and dear to your heart. And anytime I know someone has a social cause they're really committed to, I like them to tell our audience about how they could get involved with your fine society.
Well, I mean, there you can volunteer, you can donate. The way I learned best how to become a part was I actually went to the Best Friends compound in Utah, which sounds like I just went to some amazing cult thing.
Yeah,
it's Kool-Aid. Actually just a gigantic ranch in Utah, which is so unbelievably gorgeous. And all the animals have space. They get to live like the species they are. They go outside. They breathe air. They have companions. They have other animals. And I remember I watched the show so many times before I actually went there. All those people really work there. They're not actors. And they walk the walk. They do exactly what they say.
So you too, you know, even by...
I checked it out. I went in there. I had my gloves on. I inspected them.
Well, even by how you say, you know, the homestead that you've set up, you clearly have a real love and care for animals. I mean, you're an animal lover in the truest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God bless you for that. And we have a woman here who raises dogs and... The two of you start talking, and I'm sure we'll never peel her off.
Yeah, don't get any dogs in here. We ain't leaving.
Calling card at the payphone from the other call, just to tell you how good it was to hear you in those songs you wrote. You made me think there was something coming, really something worth waiting for. Blah, 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 they talk about. Oh, oh, oh. Every dial tone, every truck stop, every heartbreak, I love you more. Looking like you just woke up from making songs, shooting satellites that blew up the payphones, singing we'll all be together even when we're not together, with our arms around each other, with our faith still in each other. I've got calling cards from 20 years ago.
On a serious side of the record, you said to a writer that, and you just mentioned it when you were talking about when you go to record an album, it's of a time in your life, that it's not just the calendar time, it's of what's occurring in your life, and it informs the records many times. You talked about how this record was informed somewhat of some grief and mourning and loss, and that it colored some of the record. Do you care to expound on that to any degree?
Well, I was traveling really hard for years, and I'm not close with my family at all. My parents specifically, we didn't speak or anything, and they, you know, just totally normal stuff. They weren't there when I was a kid, and we just don't have a relationship, and they both died, and my grandmother, who I was really close with, died probably all within 5 years of each other. And I hadn't slowed down, and, you know, I had several friends pass away, cancer and the like, and I hadn't slowed down to really take it in and mourn, you know? And I remember thinking, God, I'm really good at handling this whole death thing. And, you know, other members of the family, like, dogs and things that I was crazy about passed away during all this time too, all in this 5 year period. And I just never stopped to really contemplate it. I would be sad, but I would just keep going and keep going and keep going. And finally my body just said, forget it. You're going to deal with this, or like you can deal with it or you can go around it. And dealing with it was kind of the path of, well, do you want to learn something or do you want to be a drone? Like, you're going to have to face it and go through it, or you can learn how to cope by denial.
It's Sunday. You actually kick off the tour in support of this record in Monterey.
Yes.
And then you're going to be back here on October 5th for the Way Over Yonder Fest, and that's going to be your although I'm sure a lot of your fans here in Los Angeles would travel up to Monterey to see you on the first night of the tour, but we want to make sure everyone's aware that on 10/5, that's when you're going to be performing.
I want everyone
properly
to lay out their outfits for both shows tonight.
Yes. You really do have a unique writing style in terms of the lyrics. You'll come up with phrases that oftentimes I'm sitting there going, wow, that's not Moon Spoon June.
Where? Well, not that there's not a place for Moon Spoon June, but if I wrote it again, I would just be ripping off Moon Spoon June.
Right, so and it seems like you really strive to write your lyrics, you know, from a unique and creative angle. Is that are there influences that come on that style, or is that just a desire of yours to continually explore language as well?
Well, like music, I'm not trained at all, and with English, I never passed English 101 or finished high school, so I don't know, maybe not knowing the rules kind of makes less rules, not that that means you shouldn't pass English 101, but, and it's pretty embarrassing, actually, because I'm a huge reader, so I'm always very kind of self-conscious about how terribly educated I truly am, but
the lyrics come off sounding great.
Thank you.
It's going to be out on September 2nd, if I'm
I think it's
correctly.
The 2nd in Europe and the 3rd in the United States,
Is
maybe?
It the 3rd?
Yeah.
Once again, we're back to my inability to manage
a
calendar.
If I got that right, it's the first time, so we should mark that in our calendars. Whatever day this actually is. Did I get that right? Oh, Crystal just verified it. Yes. Okay.
So we want our fans to know.
I'm pumping my fist in the air, and the audience can't see it. But I am.
in this new digital world, nobody has to wait till they pre-order are accepted now. So
they do, and we're streaming the record right now.
So there you have it. Mm-hmm. So it is available to be heard now, and certainly it's available to be ordered now. And
yes. We
certainly think that all of your fans and more will do so, because it's a great record. And again, I want to let you know it means a lot that you came out and spent some time with us, and
thank
we hope
you.
To see you again soon.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure, and thank you so much. The sound was fantastic, you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Your
Nico Case.
Partners.
Yeah, well, these guys, they know their place. It's Nico Case on 88.5 KCSN.